It takes a long time and hard work to get a solid grasp of objectivism. Will this change if and when the culture improves and is increasingly influenced by objectivism? And the questioner goes on, or will it still be difficult and arduous to learn? I would say it will be easier in many respects, although parts of philosophy are difficult, especially epistemology and the foundations of ethics. I found those two the most complex, the most time-consuming, and I can't see if you're going to understand them in detail and in a reality-oriented way, those are not going to be easy. But everything in philosophy will be easier in a better society. And then his question goes on, if it will become easier, why? And he lists a number of factors, all of which I agree with. Will it be due to factors like children being inculcated with rationality from the start, not having to overcome rationalism, for example, having abundant cultural data that makes it easier and more natural to induce the right principles, not having to overcome wrong views that have been inculcated and automatized, such as religion and altruism, etc. Yes, all of this, plus not having been told that abstractions are detached from reality and that to be practical, you have to be concrete bound. And above all, because the root of making any thought difficult is the college professors who wage war on you and cripple the mind. Without them, let alone with their replacement by rational men, it would be much easier to learn anything, including chemistry. And now this question is one third one, which I usually don't do. Even in utopia, will Ayn Rand's statement that no man can be a true philosopher before the age of 40 still be true? Yes, I would say so, because a true philosopher is not a rationalist. And that means he has to acquire his abstractions from his experience or experience of others that he understands. He needs, therefore, a vast knowledge of particulars, of the world, of people, of history, of the variant forms of thought, in order then to stand back, see what is in common, how these ideas are interrelated, and finally reach a set of universal principles tied to reality, which would be a philosophy. This is a complex, time-consuming matter of intellectual growth, which I do not think can be done by anyone, however precocious, in their teens or 20s. It can be undertaken in the late 20s, I think, or even the early 20s, but it takes a long time to really be at home in it. You have to, in effect, program your mental computer with a mass of data. And it's not Jigo, garbage in, garbage out, but Tito, truth in, truth out. And that truth must be not floating abstractions, but concretes that you know that are real to you. I don't see that a man can get the breadth and perspective on the whole in a real, reality-oriented way in less than a couple decades.